Longtime New York Public Radio host Bob Garfield was fired this week after two investigations found he violated the company's anti-bullying policy. Garfield co-hosted On the Media for two decades. In a tweet, he denied it was bullying, saying it was an issue of anger mismanagement. The On the Media team tweeted support for the move. You can call 800-642-1234. What questions come to mind when you think about bullying in the workplace? What do you want to know about how to handle it? 800-642-1234. Ryan Martin is a psychologist and the Associate Dean for the College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences at UW-Green Bay. He wrote the book, Why We Get Mad, How to Use Your Anger for Positive Change. Ryan, welcome back to Central Time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
As we see this careful public discourse surrounding On the Media, it brings up this idea that it's sometimes difficult to figure out what the line is between being human and making mistakes and being bullying or creating, a really dangerous or uncomfortable environment. How do you want us to try to think about that?
Yeah, there's a few things. And I think first, we talk about this. In this instance, he talked about anger mismanagement. But I think it's also worth noting how he really minimized. In fact, he goes on to say, the provocations were just shocking, really putting the onus of responsibility on those provocations. And that's pretty common for angry people to do. That they see this, they like to sort of think about how their anger is caused by something else and not necessarily something they own.
So how do we spot a bully in the workplace? What behavior should we be watching for?
Yeah, it can be really subtle. There's the obvious things, right? The harsh criticisms, humiliation. But we can also see some passive aggression. We can see some constant jokes at someone's expense that are really sort of targeted at a particular person. But those things oftentimes look like bullying, too. Or are bullying too, I should say. And then to add to that, I guess when it comes to spotting it, one of the things we know is that it's associated with power. So a supervisor is more often than not, it'll be a supervisor, but it can be a coworker, so someone of an equal status. Every now and then, it's someone of sort of lower in the hierarchy, but that's relatively rare.
So what do you do then if you feel like you're being bullied, especially if that person is in a supervisory role?
Yeah, so I think I'd start by pointing out how this can really have consequences, not just to the victim of the bullying, but to the organization itself. And so one of the best ways to prevent it is for institutions to work hard to have a system in place or a structure in place that's going to keep this to a minimum, because it's associated with lack of productivity, decreased morale, absenteeism, turnover, all sorts of things. Now, what can you do if you are the victim? There's a couple things. One thing I would really encourage is for people to document and to actually save evidence. So keep, write down the examples of them as they are happening to you. If there is actual email, a paper trail, things like that, keep that evidence. It's good for people to be aware of the workplace policies they have. And so what does the workplace say, if anything, about bullying? What are some of the policies in place? That could include a conversation with HR, depending on what level this is at. It could include that. Ultimately, I think one of the things you say in confronting the person is obviously a really big thing, especially if we're talking about a supervisor. It's smart to bring a witness, bring someone else in to be involved in that. Those are all things that we can consider in these types of situations.
These are clear, sensical tips, and yet some supervisors might question that. If you say, I really need to have this other person with us, I'd like to talk about it and just have someone along with me. How do you do that while maybe being worried that that might backfire on you?
I mean, I think that is the real challenge that we're dealing with here. And one of the things that makes this so unfortunate and so dangerous is that we really are, when we're dealing with a power issue and we're dealing with someone in power, the consequences can be pretty severe. And that kind of conversation can go badly, especially if the person is not receptive. People do have, this is going to depend on the state and the nature of things, people do have legal rights in these scenarios. And so, again, if, you know, at a certain point, one of the things people often advise is, you know, start looking for other work, but that is easier said than done. And I know that. And so it might be that for some people, they need to consider meeting with an attorney to find out what their legal rights are and so on. Again, that depends how bad this is, the impact it's having on you, the impact it's having on your family, and so on.
Yeah. We're talking with Ryan Martin, who's a psychologist and also wrote the book, Why We Get Mad, How to Use Your Anger for Positive Change. And we're talking about how to handle bullying in the workplace, what it looks like, how to identify it, and then how to try to deal with it. You're listening to this conversation here on the Ideas Network. You just acknowledged, you know, it is hard for people who can't leave their jobs, financial reasons, because they need health care. There are so many reasons. So if, you know, what are other things that someone who thinks they're being bullied at work can do if they're unable to leave, maybe even to figure out, is this really happening? Because sometimes in these conversations, people get called too sensitive or people are told that's not what's happening to them.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that is important to think about here is that what is reinforcing the bullying behavior in the first place? You know, if we're thinking about this as an anger problem, part of the reason that exists, especially the more overt sort of criticism, the humiliation, that sort of thing, one of the things we see is that the bully doesn't necessarily recognize it as a problem. They actually sort of see it as almost like a management style. They think about, oh, look, ultimately they're rewarded for it because people don't cross them. They don't make mistakes as often and so forth, or at least in theory. So in the short term, it's rewarded. The one way of dealing with that, especially early on, if a person is trying to sort of set a tone for how they want to be interacted with, it can be, you can have a direct conversation. You can work on saying, yep, you know, having that conversation of saying, yeah, I'm going to do what you said. I didn't love the way you asked, or I didn't love that you were doing this. It was hurtful to me. You know, there are times where I think we should remember that bullies are humans too, and that there might be a way of working with them directly.
So if you can I guess, channel your own anger or frustration with the situation and put that into a kind of a solutions mindset, you might actually be able to get somewhere with someone?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a lot of times it's not unheard of. I know we like to think sometimes that this bully is just a monster and that they're being mean. And that's probably true sometimes. I think sometimes, though, it's a way of interacting that they haven't necessarily just been challenged on. And it seems like it's working to them, or it feels to them like it's working because they get what they want out of it. And once they become more aware of some of the consequences, whether it's to the person they're working with or to the organization they're working for, they might start thinking about other ways of dealing with it.
And as you try to work through a situation like that, you also mentioned affecting family life or home life, things outside of work, probably even your productivity at work if you don't feel like you're in a safe space. You know, with your psychologist hat on, how can we work through those situations and try not to let that affect employees so much if they're dealing with someone that does seem to be bullying them?
Yeah, I think for the person who is being bullied, if it does feel as though or seem that there is no real escape, which can be the case, you know, given all the, again, given the power piece here, it feels like they can't get out of this, at least right away. I think it's good to think about embracing some psychological approaches to dealing with it. So stress management, some therapeutic approaches, meeting with a therapist or a counselor, starting to, because you're absolutely right, that the stress that can accompany that, the worry that can accompany that, takes its toll on both mental and physical health. And so emotion regulation strategies, stress reduction strategies, all of those might be important, especially as you're trying to find a solution.
Yeah, it doesn't make the bullying okay, but maybe it can affect you a little bit less personally
right.
then.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan,
exactly.
Thank you for talking with us about this.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me.
Ryan Martin is a psychologist and also the Associate Dean for the Colleges of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences at UW Green Bay. He's the author of Why We Get Mad, How to Use Your Anger for Positive Change.